I know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 224. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, aka Shupak Shakur, aka I'm back, bitches. And I'm sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ. Oh, I'm back to the People's Champ, man. Fuck the corporate champion, man. That nigga was whack. AKA the most electrified motherfucker alive, AKA not so Slim Shady, AKA fucking Wayne Brady with a better hairline. I'm in the building.
So this show is going to be all over the place because I haven't been here in a while. And there's a bunch of different stuff and different ways I want to talk about stuff. I wanted to go ahead and start the show off. I'm gonna go ahead and take this is probably your winner for the week. Okay. Breaking news. Tim Tebow has signed with the New York Mets.
Man, see, I'm happy for Tim Tebow, but I hope the Mets don't use him as a fucking sideshow. I know that's all they're trying to do. I mean, give him an honest chance. You know, maybe the Mets are my winner for giving him an honest chance, man, if they give him an honest chance.
Yeah, so he's going to start off in the minors, you know what I'm saying? Probably going to give him a double-A contract.
No, nah, they gotta start him at the bottom.
They're not going to start him in single-A.
They got him starting single-A.
They're not going
to
start him.
It wouldn't be fair to do him. No, wait, no, I'm not. If they start him double-A, I'm upset.
He's bigger than everybody in single A.
Doesn't matter. He's not a bait. Some niggas out there getting their teeth cut right now. Single A is gonna be in the majors. Like, let him start single A, man. He ain't played baseball in fucking 11 years, man. Hey, we'll and that was high school.
We'll see, man. I'd be shocked if they put him down in single A.
I got to. Look, Tim Tebow would appreciate you starting him in single A. He working his way up makes for a better story, man.
If he got the patience,
he ain't got nothing else to do.
He was doing TV. Like, you were making money.
That shit boring him, man.
You going back to buses now, bruh.
Yeah, he got the itch, man. He don't mind that, man. Tim Tebow is like your boy Jack off Titanic, nigga. He made best out of any situation.
Hey, he got the Durham Bulls was not just a movie. His ass going to be riding the bus, bruh.
Bull Durham was the movie. Get it right.
No, I said the Durham Bulls. It's the team.
Oh, yeah, but the movie was the opposite, yeah. Your boy King Jerry was in that movie, man, just so you know. FYI, man.
You was in the movie?
Yes, I was.
What did you do in the movie?
At the part of the movies where they at the bus and they get some food from this place, I was inside in line, man, when they was filming this shit.
Did you get caught on camera?
Yes, you can see me through the window. Like, when the girl is handing the dude the bag of food in the bus window, I'm in line, like, at the place, like, ordering this shit.
Did you get any money?
No.
Did you get mentioned in the credits?
No.
Then you weren't in the movie, bro.
Hey. So what, man? I mentioned Snow on the Bluff, though. We all are.
right. That's our only claim to fame. This is kind of how the show is going to go. Speaking of Snow on the Bluff, speaking of Atlanta shows, TV talk. Mm. Did you watch Atlanta?
No.
What do you mean, no?
It's all right. I don't know if you people know this, but my town was ravaged by a hurricane last week. So a lot of people don't have power. It's been crazy this past week. So no, I haven't watched anything. You know,
so that's gonna be your excuse. That's what we're using now. You're recording a podcast right now, but you do watch TV last night.
I'm at the library right now recording this podcast.
First of all, I know you don't have a library card.
I do have a library card. I just got it last year. Have I went the first time?
It's the first time you had to renew it.
Yeah, look. Only reason why I got a library card, my son, some of his art that he did was being featured at the library. So I was like, oh shit, we're the library. And I was like, huh, I'm not hot at this library. So let me get me a card. So boom, I got me a library card now.
Man, so now you got two forms of ID.
Library's got DVDs and everything now, my nigga. This shit is crazy.
The game changed, man. The game did change. How did you not watch it? So. It's not a lot, like a lot of TV shows, there's a lot of different things to talk about for Atlanta. It was the first two episodes. I don't feel like it's a lot of stuff to talk about, especially I don't want to spoil it since you haven't seen it.
It's about Atlanta, man.
And pretty much it. Like, that's, I feel like this quote-unquote
sitcom. Can't spoil something that you know about.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like this sitcom is just like a reality recording of the day or recording of the week. It doesn't seem like a bunch of episodes or a bunch of topics, in my opinion. But the reason I thought of that is because I think the same neighborhood that was on Snow on the Bluff, where the first shootout happened, I think that's the same neighborhood that they got that they're on in Atlanta. So it's interesting. When you watch it, let me know if that's the same neighborhood. It looked like it's over in Bankhead some damn where, but it is what it is.
They say if it ain't zone 1 through zone 6, that's not Atlanta. So if you live anywhere outside of zone 1 through 6, you don't live in Atlanta. Gwinnett ain't Atlanta. Sandy Springs ain't Atlanta.
Marietta.
Riverdale ain't Atlanta. Like, none of y'all niggas out there living in Atlanta. If you ain't from them, you ain't from Atlanta. Let me just go out in front and say that.
Damn. Like that? You ain't even seen the show? You just gonna discount a whole bunch of people?
You ain't from Atlanta. You live in Decatur, you ain't from Atlanta. Fulton. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be Fulton. That's what I'm saying, nigga. AT City Limit, nigga.
The deck don't count no more?
Who?
The deck? Decatur don't count? No,
that's Decatur. That ain't Atlanta.
Damn. Straight from the deck. That don't count?
Straight from the A.
Damn. Man, you just made a lot of enemies, man. Like, I think Atlanta was our safe zone. You just fucked that up. You just fucked that up, man.
If I write live in Dallas, he be claiming Austin and shit. He live way out. He can say what he really is.
First of all, I would never claim Dallas for anything. That's not going to happen. So you didn't watch Ballers? You didn't watch Power? You didn't watch none of that?
Ballers didn't come on this week.
I missed 2 weeks. So,
yeah. So, I seen. Last episode of Ballers, right, was when dude tried to talk Ricky into coming back to Miami, right?
Right.
Yeah, right. Ain't nothing come on this week except for, like Sunday was dry as fuck.
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing on but Notre Dame in fucking Texas, bro.
Hey, man, look, Ballers is about to be on the unwatch list.
Man, stop, man. Ballers is pretty good. Man.
Spencer, he done lost his job now.
Hey, man, fired the fuck out of that nigga. Said, why are you still sitting here? Nigga? He was looking at him like, why are you still sitting here? I fired your ass. Like, if I was Spencer, I'd be like, nigga, I beat your ass. I'm still 6'3", 265. Nigga, I gotta choke you up since I'm fired.
Like, it's about time you kick him with that bad hip, man. Something. There's no reason for you to take that. The amount of shit they take off that dude just because he got cash is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And then how ain't your boy get up and leave with you? Like, you brought him back to the company.
All right. Look at that. Look, what's on one? Look, that 1/8 of an inch. That 1/8 of an inch is why he ain't get up. That's why I said, yo, tread lightly. People of other races. You know what I'm saying? This goes the other way. If you're a white guy, don't trust that black guy, because in the end, you know, his blackness going to show and he's going to turn on your ass. That's vice versa. So, you know what I'm saying? Tread lightly when you make friends of other races, because in the end, that 1/8 comes to play.
Damn, man. You just own them today, man.
Uncle Cam Newton.
I mean, what the fuck?
Uncle Cam's cabin.
Damn. Hey, man, we all over the place. Do we want to talk about Power real quick before we go on to talk about that shit?
Talk about Power. Can I say something off top real quick?
Yeah.
Ghost is the biggest fuck nigga on the show, man.
Woo!
Ghost is a fuck boy. Hey, let's take it to the truth. Let's be real with it. Ghost is a rat. Ghost is a rat, first off. Ghost is a rat. We can't cheer for the rat, man. We can't do that.
Yeah, I can't.
Did he not send Kanan to jail? Thought Kanan was going to be locked up longer than he was. Kanan is actually the good guy in this movie, and they painted him the bad guy.
I can't go that far. Like, Kanan is seducing kids and killing old women. I can't go that far. But Ghost is—he's coming up like a bitch.
He's a rat.
He done got the goddamn phone, saving Angela. Man, hey man, Tommy got it bad. Like, this whole everything made a turn. So that was interesting, but shit.
Yeah, they only got 2 episodes left. So all right.
Oh, come on, man! Don't say that shit.
Yeah. That's it? It's only 10 episodes. Yeah.
See, I can't do
this. They got a lot of work to do in the next 2 episodes, man.
It ends all over the place. Like, what the fuck?
Slide. All right, man. That my dog CJ, he was sitting there. He about to slide.
All right, CJ.
Front door. Look out the front door.
Yeah, man. They got a lot of shit to tie in the last 2 episodes.
2 episodes, man.
That's a lot of work, bro. That's a lot of work. You got to figure out how the fuck you going to keep Angela out of jail. You got to figure out how the fuck you can get Tommy to come back, because Tommy's gone.
What they're going to have to do is, I think that phone will come and play, and they're going to get your boy Sandoval, and he's going to get banned. But we know he gonna get banned.
How the fuck is he? He's supposed to, like, for him to be that crooked, he is not crafty with shit.
Exactly. The whole cell phone deal.
Yeah, that shit is like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, if you knew that you could call and check the trace, why didn't you know that your phone could be traced too? Why haven't they just said whose phone ends in these last four numbers and lock him the fuck up?
But see, he had another phone though. It wasn't his main phone.
But they knew. But they still knew it was attached to somebody in the office.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it's a burner phone, though, I mean, you know, who was that attached to? They just got to find it. So now they got the phone. Mm-hmm. He still got the phone, man, because all they're going to do is call that number back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So he gave it to Angela. Angela's probably dumbass is going to call, and he's going to pick up, and then they both going to be looking stupid.
Yep.
Because now, how did you get the phone? You as guilty as me. I don't know, man. But the shit the shit is way more interesting than Ballers right now.
That's so is Lala dead?
I think Lala got to die just because.
Tommy, look. Old boy told him, like, look. Last time I told you to kill somebody, you ain't do it. See what happened. This time I tell you to kill somebody, you pretty much got to do it. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
He ain't got, he don't give no fucks. This will be like the get back.
You disappointed me one time. Don't disappoint me twice. Yeah. You see what I do around here, like, you
know. Absolutely. That dude is like, so who's a bigger villain? Kanan or what's the dude's name? The man eater? Yeah, Milan. Who do you think is a bigger villain?
Milan is.
You think so? I don't know, man. Kanan knocked over an old woman and killed her in the house.
Man, Milan, listen, Milan is a fucking ruthless Russian mobster, bro. He don't give no fucks, man. The nigga eat people, bro. What are you talking about? Like, that is even
allegedly. It's a legend. He hasn't eaten anybody on camera.
It's the truth. Tommy was sitting there looking at the food like, hell nah, I ain't about to eat this shit.
Allegedly. We ain't seen no proof. That's the urban myth.
Man, look,
we've seen plenty of villains that kill their own people. Like, that's
if
not true.
If more people say it is true, all right. I'm gonna be honest with you. If more than four, like one or two, nah, you can deny that. Three, four, nah, it's the truth.
How many people believe that B-Eazy wears yoga pants because of us?
I hope nobody, but just take me for my word for it. B-Eazy, I'm the only one saying it though.
But you said it, I said it, GQ said it, Dub said it.
GQ, he's a gentleman. He does it. GQ doesn't get into jokes real hard. You ever noticed that, man? He don't insult each other.
That's like to our face. He probably do it behind our backs.
Yeah, he sublimely does it on Twitter and cryptic messages. We don't know.
Now, he shoots me out in the open. He don't care.
I mean, sorry, everybody does, though. Sorry. I don't know why, man. I
noticed that. So on the last.
Sorry, you the Brooklyn. You're the Brooklyn.
I said Brooklyn Brawler, man. So on the last. The last episode of the Four Horsemen, B-Eazy was talking about how people show their hands too early. He was like, you know, like Saul already talked about our shirts and say the shirts smell funny. I was like, but the germ said that. I didn't say it. I said, listen, episode of the germ said that. I got to quit hanging with you, man.
All right, to do it again. Hey, look, dude, we talking shit. Somebody just swing up on sorry. All right, look, what the fuck?
I'm the one that gets stole on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the nigga with. Hey, look, I'm recording shit. I'm on my phone. What you here for? Like, who gonna upload this shit, nigga? Like,
the fucking what was that? Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
No, why she hit you? Why she hit you? That's it. That's how it's gonna go, man. Why they hit you? Damn. Oh, but power's on point right now, man. Two episodes is gonna hurt. We don't have Game of Thrones coming back until next June.
Yep. Oh, May, June, yeah, something like that. Late April, or is it June?
I seen think it. It's okay. June. I feel like it's June 3rd or something like that.
15 episodes left, man. 15.
And they're gonna run them all in June.
Like, nah. It's gonna be one this year and one the next year.
So they're gonna do 7 and 7, or like 7 and 8.
Might be 10 and 5. Who knows, man?
That's raggedy as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
That's raggedy as fuck, man. But at least we got football back. So that kind of, you know, we jumping back and forth here. We got football back, man. We got to talk. If we bring up the football talk, we got to have a happy moment. Neither one of us have to deal with Sam Bradford anymore.
Oh, man. First of all, that is my winner this week.
Absolutely.
Philadelphia Eagles for trading away Sam Bradford for a first-round draft pick from the Vikings.
A first and a conditional, like, fourth or some shit.
And a fourth for the 2018, you know what I'm saying? So just think about it. Teddy Bridgewater's done for like a year. Like, first of all, man, shout out to Teddy Bridgewater, man. Get better, son. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he got a dislocated knee and torso. Oh, man, he got a fucking, they said recovery might be about a year. Might be two. But, you know.
Yeah. That's going to be rough.
So you're looking at them starting Sam Bradford or whoever else they got. I think it was Sean Miller, somebody, Sean Hill.
Sean Hill. Hill, who started before.
Yeah, Vikings going to suck this year. So we might get a top 10 pick out of this deal, baby. Yeah, yo. So, hey, we're going to get somebody coming out of this draft this year. So I'm excited.
God damn, man.
Right, Eagles going to suck, too. So we're going to have two top 10 picks. That shit going to be amazing. Like, oh, shit.
Hey, man, what is Sam? Sam must have footage on people, man. Like, so the Rams drafted him, and then he got traded essentially for Foles for nothing. It was an even swap. And then he gets traded again for another first-round pick. Mm. How the fuck does that happen? Sam, you tell me that Sam Bradford is worth two first-round picks about 10 years apart? You've lost your fucking mind. He hasn't had... Listen, Sam Bradford hasn't even had a 500 season yet.
He hasn't had a whole season yet. What do you mean?
No, I think he's played like two full seasons his entire career.
He's been in the league like 10 years.
Yeah, he's been in the league 10 years. He's played like two full seasons. And he's never seen the playoffs.
Why is this motherfucker still on the 53-man roster?
Why does he have a contract?
Look, if he play any other position with that much inactivity, he wouldn't even be in the league.
Think about this: Sam Bradford has a contract, and Mike Vick don't.
You know, listen, this man, if he was a running back and he only played two full years out of 8 or 9, are you kidding me?
And you're at the most important position on the field.
Why is he still in the league?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Somebody's not getting a chance because Sam Bradford and bum ass Mark Sanchez still fucking teams still getting fucking calls. Mark Sanchez gets cut on Saturday, signed on Sunday. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is going on, man? He'll never see the field.
He probably won't play. Well, if you need a body, get somebody that you can actually, you know, come on, man.
Yeah, there's plenty of people out there that, you know, deserve a shot. But I don't know what the fuck Sam Bradford got.
It's not about developing talent, though, man. I see that. Pros ain't about developing. You get developed before you get there. Want you coming, getting ready. Like, we want you ready when you come to us. Like, we ain't got time to groom you. Unless you're a quarterback, groom you. You know, other than that, you know what I'm saying? You got to be ready to play. Like, period. Like, man, on-the-job training. That's what you get.
I'm definitely even happy it's back, but it was some fuckery. You know what I'm saying? Football is some fuckery. We can't talk about football without talking about Colin Kaepernick. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cap, man. Get your Cap jersey, man. Go ahead and order up.
Don't burn it, you stupid motherfuckers. Hey, but no. If you buy it and burn it, hey, it doesn't matter. Once the motherfucking Reddit is rung up, sold, hey.
Yeah, so we're burning jerseys because Kaepernick decided to sit and then kneel at the national anthem, but when motherfuckers is abusing people and killing folks, we ain't doing nothing. When LeBron James leaves, we burning jerseys. But when somebody gets killed, we not doing nothing. I don't follow. I don't follow the logic. I don't understand.
Have you ever been checked for not standing doing the national anthem? So all right. I've been checked one time
by somebody you knew, or this was just a random.
No, this was a total stranger.
What the fuck?
I was at the fucking, this was back in 02. Yeah, 02. We was at the LeBron James that came to town. We was watching LeBron play and shit, right? Yeah. I had broke my fucking ankle. So I had a cast on my motherfucking leg. They was doing the anthem. So I was just sitting there and shit. Some motherfucking white motherfucker behind me told some, show some respect and stand up. And I was just like, I know he ain't talking to me. And then, like, the motherfucker said it again. I looked back, I was like, I held my crutch up like, motherfucker, I got crutches. And you should seen like his face, just like, bitch, I'm not finna stand up. First of all, I don't, that anthem shit, I stand up because I don't want problems from people, but I don't give a fuck about it. You know what I'm saying? At all. Like, I've never listened to the fucking Star Spangled Banner and got a chill in my spine or a good feeling in my heart. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'd rather listen to some Biggie, nigga. Like, fuck that.
I've always felt like it was stupid that we played it before sporting events. And then when it came out that the NFL got money from the government to show this patriotism, that kind of set. That didn't feel good to me at all. Like, oh, so you're buying this shit? That's why we do it, because you're paying. The government is paying the sports leagues to do this shit. And then the fact that somebody felt so strongly that they could say something to a stranger, like, you should have told them, and if I don't, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Like, what are you going to do? I'm trying to think if I ever, I know that I've sat. I don't know that it was ever an issue. But I know that I've been to Cardinals games and I've stood. I don't know the last time I ever did the hand over the heart shit.
Oh, I've never done the hand over the heart shit.
Maybe like grade school when you had to do it in school.
Pledge of Allegiance every morning before school.
Yeah, what? That might be it to the flag. Heard.
80s. That might 90s be it. We didn't do that.
Yeah, you didn't do that. Yeah, you know. I know that didn't happen. I was in a Christian school, so you know we had the flag in the corner and shit.
I probably had to sing all kind of stuff.
But, I appreciate Colin Kaepernick. I've watched everybody give opinions.
Yep.
And that's kind of how we got to our losers this week. Because I agree with every loser you have on this list. And there's more. Like, the list grows. So, basically, people are saying that they understand. Most people are saying that they understand why Colin is doing it. But they don't understand. They don't like how he's doing it. So, that includes the great Jim Harbaugh. That includes the great Victor Cruz. That includes Rodney Harrison, who said probably the most fuck shit I've ever heard. He can't stand for us because he's not even black. First of all, nigga, that's the point. Is that somebody is speaking out on, like, that's the fucking point. This shit works when other people get involved. That's the point, you dumbass. And then Jerry Rice. I think Jerry Rice is officially off my good list.
Damn.
Like, he's done more damage to his legacy after his career is over than Mike Tyson did in his comeback. Like, what the fuck? You come out, Jerry Rice, you all of a sudden we get to see you. Now you're doing Dancing with the Stars. All right, first L. Then you come out there, you said, I use Stick'Em. Everybody use Stick'Em. Second L. And now you out here saying that you don't agree all lives matter? Oh, nigga, that's L. Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. You're no longer on my list, bro. I don't give any fucks about Jerry Rice. At all. Jerry Rice is right next to Charles Barkley in the Hall of Shame.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then right next to Karl Malone. He was the most fuck nigga to ever play sports.
Damn.
And this is your list of losers. But those are the, hey, I got to chime in. I agree with all of them, motherfuckers. The U.S. hockey coach said that if any of the players don't stand during the national anthem, then they get to sit the whole game.
Okay.
I hope everybody sits. That's what I hope. I hope none of y'all stand for the anthem. Apparently, the one of the teams that's in the whitest place in the country, the Seattle Seahawks, their whole team said that they're going to sit during the national anthem. I want to see how this shit plays out because that's going to be a televised game, right?
Yeah.
So I want to see how that shit plays out. But what are your thoughts on Collins, you know, his stance and the media backlash for this shit? And fuck you, Feinstein.
First off, I applaud the man for standing up. And because I think with him doing it, he really went out there and he put himself out there. Like, he put himself out there to be criticized. Oh, he only doing it because he's sitting on the bench. If he was a starting quarterback, he wouldn't have done it. I've heard all kinds of shit about him. Oh, you know, he's mixed. Da-da-da-da-da. He only, you know, what, you know, all kind of shit. I applaud that. But I like Rodney Harrison, I'm upset because it was a light-skinned nigga that had to do it. Why wouldn't you dark-ass niggas go out there and do this shit, man? It's always the light-skinned niggas that go the hardest, man. And that's why you dark-ass niggas ain't gonna never win, man. Y'all niggas scared. Go out there and do something. It take the light bright niggas to make change, man. Like, I'm getting sick of that, man. God damn.
But even if that's the case.
Malcolm X. Martin Luther King damn near light skinned.
I can't go that far.
Hey, man, from the pictures, Martin wasn't no dark ass nigga.
Nah, he was brown skinned though. He wasn't no light skinned.
Nigga was like, he was a he passed the paper bag test back in the days, bro. Let's just go ahead and say.
So stupid, man. Here's the thing. Even at that, Colin started it, nobody else stepped up.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got like the soccer player, the woman. Yeah, like you got a lot of people. I'm glad. Like then, like Jeremy Lane that played for the Seahawks. Oh, I'm not gonna sit either. Nobody cares if you're gonna sit, dude. You're a cornerback.
And so that's the other thing I heard somebody say is that part of the reason, I think this was your boy Coward said this shit. Because he doesn't respect Kaepernick's game, he doesn't respect his stance. Which is some old fuck shit. Like, you gotta be great to make your stance matter?
Exactly.
What the fuck is that? Like, this dude put his career on the line. His life on the line, if you want to be completely honest.
Yeah. Because it's like, think about it. The 49ers, like, I thought they was going to cut the man. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like nobody was going to pick him up. But the 49ers, they had to keep him. You know what I'm saying? They had to keep him, but they chose to keep him. Because I really thought he was going to get cut and get blackballed. Because I was just like, man, we ain't going to never see Kaepernick on the field no more after this.
Like
Sharif
and shit.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they very spiteful in the NFL, man. Shout out to Ray Rice, who said he'll play for free this year if somebody signed him, man. And they still ain't signed Ray Rice.
Hey, man, we knew Colin Kaepernick wasn't going to get cut because he's owed like $9 million. Like, that's a hit. Ain't nobody, they don't need him going that bad. And he can still play. If you want to be honest, he's the best quarterback for Kelly's offense.
Exactly. But, you know, Chip Kelly don't like the people that really fit his offense. He'd rather go out the box.
He, first of all, don't like black people.
Yeah. Chip Kelly, he got racist teeth. Shout out. Oh, another winner this week. Shout out to my boy Deezus, man. Niggas got a show on Viceland. God damn.
Four days a week.
Hey, boy. It's all right. We got to get our hustle game.
Hey, we not doing something right, man.
Hey, shout out to Deezus. Shout out to Mero. Y'all niggas, hey, man. Make us proud, man. Y'all real podcasters, all right? Not none of these real famous niggas that do podcasts. Y'all niggas come out the muck, and now y'all sitting up there, man. Shout out, man. Props, man.
When you think about the people that came from that site, they blow up you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We came from that site, too. We must not be good. You know, I think we just ain't shit.
Nah, sorry, we good, man. We acquired taste, man. We like some old that you know, we ain't for the masses, bro.
I think maybe I'm holding
regional. You. We regional, man.
I think I'm holding you back, man. I'm Big Pooh, you Fonte. Mm-hmm. And I'm holding you back. Once we split, you gonna take off, man. You the next Lenny Bruce. You on your way.
I'm on my way.
You on your way, man. But it's me. I'm holding you back, man.
Jordan ain't winning without Pippen, bro.
Damn, but Pippen sure as fuck ain't winning without Jordan. So I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Football, I'm amped. We got to get our predictions in before the season starts. Oh, by the time y'all listen to this show, we will already had game one in. Is it two games tonight?
I think it's just one. Broncos and the whatever.
It's a Super Bowl rematch, right? Is it Broncos and the Panthers? Yeah. Who you got going to the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I'm going on a limb here. Super limb. If I had some money to bet on it, I'm going to say the Oakland Raiders and the Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl.
First of all, fuck the Cardinals. Not going to do that.
Queen Jerm. Oh, damn. What's up, Queen Jerm?
What up, Queen Jerm?
She slammed the door. Right. She's mad because she got cut from the show.
I like the Raiders pick. I think I picked the Raiders like 2 seasons ago to at least make the playoffs. Didn't happen. I think I echo that. I think it's going to be the Raiders this year. Like, they got a lot of nice pieces. And this is your last shot, man. Y'all playing in that shitty stadium for the last time. Y'all might as well go out with a bang. So I'm going to go with the Raiders. I still don't understand how you can count the Seahawks out.
Man, because they the Seahawks. I have Marshawn Lynch, man. I can't keep them in there without Beast Mode, man.
But how many games did Beast Mode play last season?
That's why they didn't win. that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Like, there is everybody's like, oh, Thomas Rawls can do the same. Nah, he's not beast mode, bro. Like, man. So, I'm going to kind of see how the Panthers going to win a division easily. They're not going to make it back to the Super Bowl.
Nah.
I think, you know what I'm saying? Uncle Cam, I don't know if he can do it this year, man. You know, I don't know, man. I told y'all last year that Cam Newton was suspect anyway. When the nigga used to only give footballs to white kids, but y'all ain't believe me. I thought I was just being.
Can you explain to the people why you call him Uncle Cam?
Oh, Uncle Cam, because you know he said, you know, we're past race in America. Everybody's the same color underneath. The only difference is that 1/8 of an inch of skin. That's the only thing that makes us different. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Cam Newton has been
This is I really tried hard when I thought about this, when I heard that. I can't think of a harder backpedal that I've heard in my lifetime.
I can't say he's wrong for doing it, but I can't say he's right either.
How the fuck ain't he wrong for doing it?
I mean, but Cam, you just said nothing. You just said what?
What the fuck? Like, they asked you a direct question. This is the same yes. dude that brought up the controversy last year. Like, they treat me like this because I'm a black quarterback and I don't fit the mold.
Well, last year, that was a couple months ago, nigga. What do you mean?
You was our hero.
That was in January. What are you talking about? That was this year.
He said that shit, and now he coming out here with goddamn straw Arby hats and blonde beard hair. And he's like, hey, we all in the same gang looking ass. Man, you went from being like the dude to being that dude.
Turning to OJ, man.
God, what the? That money must be good at the top, bro.
Telling you, man.
That money must be really good at the top, man. Shit. So many. Like, when I look at your list of losers, man, I'm like, fuck. Jerry Rice, Victor Cruz, Rodney Harrison, Cam Newton. God damn, who we got left?
That's what I say. I'm like, damn.
Man, look, all we got is Kaepernick. Kaepernick is the blackest dude playing football right now.
Man, we can't get Vic back in the league, you know.
Vic is damn near begging for one more shot.
Yeah, he's like, man, just give me one more shot, man. Damn, like, let me see if I'm really done. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm done this time, I'm done for real.
I have a hard time believing that Cam is not, I mean, not Cam, Mike Vick doesn't have a contract. Like, we're starting Case Keenum. Y'all can't bring Mike Vick in? Our backup is Sean Mannion. Who the fuck is Sean Mannion?
I guess they saying Vick, he, you know, his thing was his speed. Now his speed, he ain't as elusive as he used to be when he was 27. His passing ain't as good, like, so he could get by with his athleticism, and now that didn't drop, he not good at all. Maybe that's what they saying.
Man, all you gonna get from Vic, first of all, is 8 games. All you need from Vic is 8 games. Like, if you got 8 games and you're competitive and you find a way to win some of those games, you fuck around depending on your division, you looking at a wild card spot. If I'm the Cowboys, I would have called Mike Vic. Now, granted, playing for the Cowboys, he would have got 2 games. But that would have been a nice 2 games.
That would
have been a nice two. Dak Prescott, man, I think Dak is going to do great. I hope he don't do too well because it's the Cowboys. That's the only reason I'm hating. But, you know, it is what it is, man. We got to get to some music talk. Otherwise, we're not going to get our checks.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure we talk about music. I really don't even want to talk about this shit because I'm not intelligent enough to have the discussion about gender roles and clothing. You know how gender they talk rules. About... Yeah, so basically, Young Thug had an album cover. I think this was a mixtape.
Album.
That was his actual album.
My name is Jeffrey.
So, first of all, what the fuck? But if you look at... If you Google, you know, if you haven't seen it for whatever reason, if you Google the image, he's wearing a dress... And a big ass hat. He looks like a character off Mortal Kombat.
He looks like Raiden in Little Bo Peep.
It's not. What did you think about when you saw this cover?
Just like these young niggas have to shock niggas to get attention these days. And that's sad. Like, you know, like we were saying, like the niggas in the video, you can't be funny. You got to put on a wig and dress like a woman to be funny. Like that's. It's like, no, you're telling the same joke, but you ain't have to put the wig on to make me laugh. Like, you could have said the same thing, what you did without the dress and the wig and the makeup and all that shit. It made me laugh, but you chose to go extreme, and that's what Young Thug did. He went extreme to make us talk about his album on the broadcast. Because nothing, you know, even though we are... See, hey, BZ say we should be talking about music, but he got us listening to comedy section on motherfucking iTunes, nigga, so... I think we need to be getting some checks back. We need to get some back pace, all right?
Hey, well, you know, I damn near got the pink slip.
We're not in the music category, my nigga.
Hey, I damn near got the pink slip when Queen Jerry came on here, so I ain't gonna say shit about Be Easy.
Sorry, don't believe the hype.
I'm glad to get my job back.
Sorry, 3 comments.
So I'm just glad to get my job back. That's all I'm saying. He said the ratings went up, so I can't slander him yet. Give me about 2-3 episodes back, then the slander will come back. But how do you feel about that whole idea of gender roles? So if Prince Jerry came to you one day and said that, yo, I saw Kanye wearing that black leather skirt, I want one. I just want to wear it. You know, I ain't, you know, messing around with the other side, daddy. I just want to wear that skirt. What you think?
I'm saying, well, you go in your mama closet, pick out any one of her dresses, and you go wear that. Since you want to wear a dress, it don't matter what kind. If you want to wear a skirt, dress skirt, whatever. I don't know the difference. I'm not a woman. So in your mama closet, pick out any one of them. You put that on and wear that.
The dress, allegedly, you know, you should know this because you got a wife. The dress is the one that had the top and the bottom. The skirt is just the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So
it's all right being educational on the Frocast, people.
I'm just saying, that's what happens when you're married for 12, 13 years. You pick up little shit. So, but if he said he just wanted the specific one, he just wants to wear the black one because he saw Kanye wearing it.
No. You go find one of your mama classes. It don't matter. You're not going to get that specific Kanye. You're going to wear one of your mama's.
So what if, okay, so then he says, all right, fine. I just want to wear it. And he wears it and he likes it.
Then we got a problem.
Why do you have a problem?
Because I don't think boys should wear dresses. It ain't got nothing to do with it. That's not cool. I don't want to see a boy in a dress. A girl can wear pants, but a boy can't wear a dress. That's just like, nah.
Okay.
Unless you're fucking Scottish.
So then what if he says, all right, well, I ain't going to do the dress, but I do like the bags. I want to get me a Gucci purse. I'm still going to wear my Jordans. I'm still going to wear my jeans and t-shirt.
I'm saying dudes don't carry purses, bro.
Was that Lil Uzi Vert or was that Lil Yachty? That had the full Louis Vuitton purse draped across his shoulders.
Okay, if you 22 and under, you got a little homo in you, just being real. A little bit. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas magnify it more. You know, some niggas keep it suppressed. You know what I'm saying? But most of these little young niggas, they gay, bro. Like, I ain't gonna say they gay. They mad feminine. That's what I'm gonna say. They got more feminine ways than older niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something about them. Like, they just real feminine. And, you know, they don't feel bad about sexing it either. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's just how the young niggas is. And I just hope I can show my son that, you know what I'm saying? That feminine shit ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? You got a mama and a daddy in the house. If you was raised by all women, your mama, your aunties, and your grandma, I can understand why you have feminine ways. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all you done seen, women. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got male role models in your life, so you should act like that.
So it's not just a clothing issue for you. You think that there's an issue deeper than that?
Yeah, hell yeah. That's being raised by a single parent, no men around, you know what I'm saying? You know, no positive, you know, it's always male role models in your life. You know, whether or not how much, impact they have on you, you know. Whether it's the niggas running in and out your mama house, you know what I'm saying, the dope man next door, whatever, you might not have positive, so you really don't get to see any, you know, some nurturing aspects of it. But yeah, it's definitely like a systemic issue.
Yeah, good word, dichotomy. So for him, it's definitely one way. What if Princess Germ decides that she wants to be a little tomboyish? Because it seems like most girls go through that phase. And she want to start wearing jerseys and want to play football and shit like that. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you know, like, I really don't want, I told you, I don't want my daughter playing sports at all. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's like a solo sport, like tennis. You know, she can't play basketball. She can't.
What do you mean she can't play basketball?
Don't make me say it's all right.
I mean, but that's usually like when girls go, they usually, when they start playing sports, it's softball or basketball.
Yeah, them two sports is outlawed right there.
Why can't she play softball?
Because you know why it's all right.
Please tell the people why.
The percentage of your daughter being gay is magnified if they play basketball or softball.
So you feel like she could possibly be gay and exposing her to a team situation would make her more gay.
Yes.
More prone to accept the idea that she's gay.
Well, she couldn't be gay, and then, you know.
So you think she could turn?
Yeah. Hey, man, listen. Hey, girls are fucking. Listen, man, it's all right. Women make men do crazy things. It's something about that. So women can be crazy about women, too. Like, they can just, I don't know, man. It's just on them long them road trips. You know what I'm saying? You traveling from this city to that. You sitting on the love. See with your little teammate, whatever, that thing, you know, and she talking, you know, it can happen, so all right. She can't play basketball, she can't play softball.
Damn, she can cheerlead, though.
Yeah, I love cheer.
I don't know, this the whole topic is interesting. I'm just asking questions. I don't have any kids. This world is crazy. But the whole conversation about gender roles and clothing and toys, it's a little weird to me. Like, I don't think I'm sophisticated enough to have that conversation and make any valid points. So I'm just learning and listening. I don't know how this shit works. It's just different. It's different. I don't know what I would do. So it's interesting to hear how you would handle it, how you think you would handle it. We had another music situation that had an interesting choice. Young Jock decided to be newsworthy or some shit, and he went and got he got his hair cut like Bird from Soul Food. He's out here looking like Pink.
That nigga look like Monica on one of her albums, bro.
He looking like Halle Berry on her first album. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You out here looking like what the hell's going on, bro?
Is it that motherfucker look like the lunch lady? But hey, please play on Josh, boy. They were flying around, boy. I swear, boy.
What the hell is going on? So we just had this conversation about the young cats, but we got this motherfucker right here who's old. Young Jock is 40, right? He got to be close to that. Should we fact check that? Is anybody going to get mad at us for not knowing Young Jock's age?
Real age is industry age. Let's see.
Maybe we need to check that out.
Is it young or yeah, young?
It's young. Like, why you in? Why you in, J-G? Young Jock.
Young Jock age. Let's see. This has got to be a lie. It says he's 33.
Okay, so when did his first album come out?
His first album came out like 05 or something.
So he might be 33.
Nah, bro. Young Jock older than that, bro.
He might be 33. I don't know.
This man used to write jingles for Revlon, man. Stop, man.
So either way, he's too old to be having that haircut, though, right?
I mean, like, it looked like an old woman haircut.
it looked like he went to the salon and got that cut. Like, Young Jock took all day.
Did that, 'cause you had to get that shit permed, yeah. Laid. Like, that man had hair was laid, bro.
Yeah, like, layers, too. Like, that shit was feathered. Yeah.
He was sitting there, it was feathered. He was sitting there just rocking it back and forth, like, yes.
And so, when he made this little video, he was laughing at it. He was like, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just trying to be different, you know what I'm saying? You know, why y'all gonna be mad at that? But I still fuck your bitch. No. I don't think many dudes are gonna lose their chick to Young Jock's hair.
Nah, Jock, yeah, like, nah.
I don't think that's gonna happen. But he got noticed. He got people talking about him again.
Yep, that's what I said. What these boys gotta do these days? Hey, gotta go to the train to get noticed.
Gotta go to the extremes, man. He did it. He did it, man. Now, he doesn't have an album, like, no album drop after that.
He's strictly loving hip hop, yeah.
That show still comes on.
Yes.
What are we in, season 13 now?
And nigga, we in year 13. Fuck you, mean?
Jesus,
like,
Christ.
Keep one on, like, year round, man. It's always one on. It's like when Atlanta go off, Hollywood come on. Hollywood go off, New York come on. When New York go off, like, I'm sure they're going to do a new city sooner or later, man.
And then you got the spinoff show.
I heard they were doing in Miami. That's what I heard.
Okay. Speaking of, we talking about, you know, I guess hip-hop and TV shows. I wanted to throw this in earlier. Have you watched the show One Shot?
One Shot. No, sir, right?
So One Shot is apparently a America's Got Talent or American Idol for hip-hop.
Okay.
It's hosted by Sway. Two other dudes that do like lower end music, and then they have a guest judge every week. So they're going to Atlanta. They went to Charlotte. They're going to Chicago, and I feel like there's one other city that I'm forgetting. They go through the auditions. Then they have a showcase of the top six, and then they pick from the top six for each city. So then the winners of those cities will go to New York. They'll have another showcase, and they're picking one person to give $100,000 record contract to.
Dang.
Each city that I see is full of terrible rappers. And they're not picking the best talent. So the show is interesting. If you get to catch up on it, you know, once you get everything else situated, give it a look. Tell me what you think about it. I'm kind of messed up because you hear they got Crooked Eye. Crooked Eye is also one of the judges. Or he goes by King Crooked now. He's not Crooked Eye.
So what happened when you get that money?
Yeah, he's King Crooked now. And you listen to them talk about what they're picking, and I listen to the two record execs, and they're talking about packages, they're talking about catchy hooks, they're talking about looks, but they're not really talking about the fucking music. And it feels like that's the problem.
They want marketability. They don't want, like, real music.
Yeah, they're not really interested in talent. They just want somebody, if you're catchy enough and you got the look, we can make everything else work.
Yeah. We get somebody to write your raps, man. We can make it. We can make a star. We just need something to work with.
Which pisses me off because you got Crooked Eye sitting right there.
Exactly. That's everything he's against.
Yeah, how you letting that ride? And you got Sway sitting there. How y'all letting that shit ride? Every week. And not only that, no slander to the chicks.
Always compromising, man. A light-skinned nigga wouldn't stood for that. Light-skinned nigga like, this is wrong. This is not right. I'm not going for this. So, that'd have been like Peter Rosenberg or some other light-skinned cat. They would have been like, nah, man, we're not going to do this. They would have did it out live on air. And everybody would have been like, look at that. That's what we're talking about. They love the culture. But not these darkies. They're just going to collect a check and keep it moving, man.
Hey, man, it's just not a good look, bro. So I'm watching the show, and one of the things that I noticed out of the three cities they've been to so far, which was Atlanta, Charlotte, and fuck, I can't think of the other city. They're going to Chicago next week on the show. They picked a woman in each city.
Oh, you got to.
So now you're picking two people, but each one is a woman. I'm not shading the chicks, because one of the chicks on there is so bad, she probably won the whole competition.
It's all right, like the lady rapper. So this is not, you know. It's all right. It's the only reason why we got female rappers featured on Nappy Afro, because, you know, be easy misogynist and he don't care.
I saw love the ladies, and there's one chick on here who could spit. Like, she's the best rapper they've had out of the people that made it and didn't make it so far. But she don't have the look. Like, she could be Bahamadia, and y'all see what we did to Bahamadia.
Yes,
we disregarded her like she was Craig Mack, but she can out rap most anybody in the game. Right? I don't think they're going to pick this chick. I'm aggravated because I feel like this whole thing is just commercial. Because of the way they're approaching it, the fact that they're talking about packages, the fact that it's a $100,000 deal. Like, what the fuck can you do with $100,000 for a music deal?
Hey, man, niggas don't need no music deal no more. I don't want to tell my people don't know that.
Exactly. People out here putting out mixtapes without having any interaction with labels. Why do you need a label?
Exactly.
Just get hot. Do your local shows. And that was the other thing that pissed me off, is when you watch the show, everybody rapping. A lot of these cats have never done an open mic. A lot of these cats have never performed. So why do you wait for a show to come around to do shit that you could already be doing? You get a computer, they got Fruity Loops, you got GarageBand. This is for the people listening. Cal. So the dude Cal, who we feature his music, you think Cal got a record deal?
Nah.
Cal just hustled. He got some people to do some dope production, or he produced some music himself. He went ahead and bought him a little fucking mic from Fry's or Best Buy or some shit. And he put it together and he made a mixtape.
Yeah.
A lot of the cats we feature make their own mixtapes. You end up going ahead and check it out, Nappy Afro. We put you on.
It's all right. Speaking of rappers that send us music, sorry, I don't know if you knew about this whole situation. I didn't mean to break up. It's still music related, so.
Nah, you're good. Go for it.
All right, so I'm not gonna say his name because that would just make his day. But some dude, he submitted some music to the site. You know what I'm saying? He wanted us to post it. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to get some advertising on the pro. He wanted us to review his album. That's what it was. So, you know, reviews. Then, first of all, it was a 20-track album. Then it was like a Wu-Tang style, like 10 niggas rapping. So it's like, every song was like 5 fucking minutes. And you got like 6 niggas on each song. And the shit was garbage. I'm going to go ahead and just say it was garbage. So, you know, I told the nigga straight up, like, yo, man, shit trash. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do you like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you paying to have your shit reviewed. Because, you know, we sold out in that Biafro. You want your album reviewed? Yeah, hey, it's a price for that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I told niggas straight up, like, yo, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? I we got 2 options here. You know what I'm saying? I can refund you money. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel comfortable you paying for something and me shitting on it. He was like, nah, if you got to shit on it, do what you got to do.
Let's just slow down for a second. I'm going to let you finish. Let's just slow down for a second. So he paid us the money, sent us the product, and you said, hey, this is Germ saying, hey, look, I'll give you your money back. I don't even want to do this to you.
Yes.
Okay. That's something that we normally wouldn't do. But go ahead.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially after you already paid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then the nigga was like, you know, yeah, you know, if that's what you feel, you know, everybody don't like the same type of music and, you know, whatever, whatever. So I sent the nigga the money back. The nigga go on Twitter. Start talking shit. Like, I mean, oh, some fuck boy got mad all in his feelings. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, for real, my nigga? Like, this after I gave you a Twitter talking shit. So I was like, damn, nigga, you talking shit? He was like, yeah, you ain't have to, I ain't never heard of your site before that day. I said, you never heard of our website, but you reached out to us, submit your music to me, and paid, but I'm the fuck nigga? Like, right. You never heard of me? Like, it was hard to find your site. I was like, man, all you gotta do is Google Nappy Afro, nigga. We the first thing to come up, nigga.
Right.
Yeah, but man, boy, I tell you, man. So yeah, I'm not gonna say his name.
So how are you a fuck nigga for giving him the money and giving him a heads up?
Yeah, a fuck nigga would have kept his money. You know what I'm saying? After you paid and not gave you shit, what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Argue the PayPal? Oh, I said $30. Fuck you, nigga.
Look, so I'm gonna go ahead and jump in, like, be easy real quick.
This nigga got like 30 followers on Twitter. He talking shit. Like, I was just like, nigga, so, nobody hears you, nigga. Like,
right. You know? So you talking shit and nobody heard the shit. I'm gonna jump in, like, be easy real quick. And hopefully, you know, since we are the Fro Horsemen, of Nappy Afro, my word carries some weight. We're not giving no money back no more. Once you submit payment, it's over. Now, if we decide that we're not going to review it and we give you a heads up, which is nice shit, it is what it is. You pay at your own risk.
Yeah.
We're not giving no money back.
Damn. Yeah.
So if we try to be nice and you pay for it and your review is shit, maybe we'll just feature your song on one of the shows. And call it a day. You get the exposure. But if you want us to do a review, is there a different price for review than it is for playing the music?
As American as Apple.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on that. But yeah, yeah, it is. But it's like, yeah. Basically,
it's different.
It's like a $5 difference.
Okay. So if you do that, we still not giving you money back, just so you know. But if you pay for a full review and the shit is not up to par and we don't want to kill you because this underground shit. So we're not trying to destroy your shit out the gate.
Yeah. It's like, I you know what I'm saying? I was trying to be regal about it. Like, it was just like, but it was, man, shit was whack, bro. Then it was like rapping over recycled. Not like, they'll take like an old beat and like add some shit to it. You know what I'm saying? And they were like fucking, like songs had no direction. Niggas just rapping. It was like, it had no cohesion or nothing on the project. And it was like too many niggas. Like, it was like 9-10 niggas, man. This shit was crazy.
And that's, like, I really hate, I understand when cats are trying to come up and they use other people's beats. I get it. I don't want to hear you rap over a beat that's made by
you. Can't review something that doesn't have original production, man. Like, it just doesn't work. We tried reviewing Lil Wayne mixtapes on it. It just don't work. Like, man, it's hard to review a mix the way we do it, track by track. And then another thing, people, if you pay to get an album, you're not going to get a track by track review. Like, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
Nah, it's just.
We're not doing that. That's a little extra. But from here on out, unless Be Easy says otherwise.
What you mean, man? Fuck that, nigga. Be Easy ain't the motherfucking boss. Hey, look,
I just got back in, man. I just got back in. I'm just trying to be nice about
you. Hey, look, well, I'm speaking to Dern. You know, Zara ain't got nothing to do with this. I know Zara ain't to catch the shrapnel.
I'm still going to catch the shrapnel, but go ahead. It's still going to be my fault.
You jerk talking greasy on the front. All right, it's a motherfucking word.
Here comes the dude that you talk about is gonna tweet.
He said, look, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
The dude that you talking about gonna tweet. Fuck that nigga. It's all right. I ain't even saying shit.
Yeah, he gonna find you on Twitter like, yo, fuck that nigga. Like,
that's probably the nigga I was talking to with his bitch ass. He's showing his yellow. But go ahead. What was you about to say?
Yeah, man. Look, man, Beezy ain't the motherfucking boss like that. Beezy just got down. He's the creative, like basically, he's the editor.
Producer, yeah.
Yeah, he's the executive producer, but he ain't the boss, nigga. Like, butt down that.
So,
I'm
saying that if you submit your money to the Fro for that shit that we do, you ain't getting no money back, regardless. You're not getting money back.
See, it's all right. It's law. It's law.
So it is. That's what it's gonna be. You're not getting the money back.
It's a no refund policy.
No refund policy, bro. There's no way. Cause you went well out of your way
And I listened to the shit. I should have kept people, this for my time. So, all right.
This is
that's 200. I was so mad about it because I was just like, this nigga. Then he had the nerve to talk shit. I was just like, how you talking shit for? Like, that don't make sense. Why are you talking shit?
Look, 224 episodes. We've talked about TV shows, music, movies. Germ has done shows and not listened to some of the shit we talked about. He got paid and listened to it and gave the dudes a head up. That's, hey man, I'm impressed with Germ for doing that shit. The integrity is crazy. Y'all not getting no money back. So at your own risk. We need to put that on the site somewhere. At your own risk. It should be understood if you're submitting anything at your own risk. This is going to be like on the show I was talking about, One Shot. When T.I. was on there, he was cutting them motherfuckers off. This wasn't no nice judge. This wasn't even a Simon Cowell. He was going in. Mm. Somebody get up there and rap, and he's like, yeah, I don't really see the talent. You had a good show, but at the end of the day, I still need to understand you. And Sway was like, so you don't think he can compete with you? He was like, nah. I was like, damn. Next person come out to you, I was like, nah, I wasn't feeling that at all. You need to figure out something else to do. He cut down everybody.
Yes, sir.
Hey, and that's in front of people. Germ gave you the heads up, so ain't no money back. Ain't no more money, B. What money, B? What money? Like Debo. That's how we doing this shit. The Chris Brown situation, man, I really don't have shit to say about that because y'all gonna learn. You can't keep fucking with these with the wrong ones.
Yeah.
You can't keep fucking with the wrong ones, man. Chris Brown, you have enough history to know that anybody that you deal with needs to be on payroll. If they're not on payroll, you need to just not fuck with them. Don't even be around them. You got enough history to where anything that you do that's improper to a female that you're accused of, you're going to be guilty until proven innocent.
Exactly.
So when she called and said that Chris Brown had pulled a gun on me, they showed up with SWAT.
SWAT team.
Like, they about to throw flash grenades in your house, bruh, for having a gun on your property. So you got to do better than that shit, man.
Then I heard they said your boy was there.
Who was there now?
The Force of Hollywood, Ray J.
I'm not surprised by that.
They said it was like 3 in the morning. Ray J wanted to get a tattoo, and the person that was going to tattoo him didn't have nowhere for him to tattoo, so he called up Chris Brown and was going to get a tattoo at Chris Brown's house. And then, and then I guess while they was at Chris Brown's house, nigga was selling jewels and like chains and shit. And then the nigga, you know, Chris, I guess he bought a chain, and the girl's looking at the chain. And let's be clear, the girl is known for being a jewelry thief. Or she got some warrant. She was part of a jewelry theft ring in New York or something. So
maybe she's like seen Chris Brown, she's got some priors.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, those rooms going around, she said she was going to set the man up because she friends with Chris Brown, baby mama, or some shit. So, you know, who knows, man? I think he was just a mark in the situation. And, you know, he got Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? They use his reputation against him. You know what I'm saying? Accuse him of a crime that people are like, well, hey, he might have did it. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened to Chris Brown.
God damn, Chris Brown. Hey, man, look, y'all got to be careful out there. Like, nowadays, shit is on point. You got to know who the fuck you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I just watched, look, Songwriter's No Saint. I was watching, looking for porn the other day, and I happened to come across porn where the dude raw dogged the stripper in the club.
Everybody raw dogging, sorry. Nobody likes using condoms, man.
In the strip club, though, with the stripper?
Dog, it's all right, bro. Nigga, you only live once, man.
I can't. I'm not about this single life, bro. It's savage out there. I don't understand. Like, it didn't compute because she's dancing on him, and then she turned around and started reaching for the dick. That's happened before. It's regular strip club. But when you start unzipping the pants on the middle of the floor, that should have sent off a light signal. And then she went down to full service to brother. Next thing you know, they ass naked on the couch in the strip club with people. Sorry, in the strip club.
Send me this link.
I'm just saying, like, I don't understand what's going on in these streets that people are just like, how do you not know who the fuck you dealing with?
It's all right, man. You just got to roll them dice, man.
No, man. Look, I'm the old man in the club officially. There's no fucking way in hell.
It's all right.
Doing that shit. There's no way that if I'm Chris Brown, that I'm going to have this random broad up in my crib with thousands of money worth of jewelry sitting out. It's not going to happen.
Man.
Why would you even have a random chick in your crib anyway, first of all?
I mean, when you, look, like they say, man, in California, man, this ain't no, clubs close at 2 and after parties at the crib, man. So, you know, they was having little after parties. You invite all kind of chicks over. You know how them men of famous dudes do it, man. You tell, like, hey, yo, you bring 6 of your friends, you know, you and your friends come. You might have been hollering at this shorty, but her friend over there, you don't know her friend, is roguish as fuck. Steal every goddamn thing. So, you know, she just along for the ride. So, you know, I can understand how you have, you know what I'm saying, bitches in your house. Because they said Chris wanted to had a girl sign a non-disclosure agreement or something like that. You know what I'm saying, about what happened. You know what I'm saying? She refused to, and they wouldn't give her phone back and all that crazy shit. So, yeah, it was a crazy.
That's when she should have got the fuck out.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to discuss. Like, that's the shit's over. You got to go. Non-disclosure. I'm not signing it. Get the fuck out. That's how it works. Why are we having discussions?
Her phone back or something until she signed it or whatever. She refused to sign it.
Man, fuck your phone too. Get out. Like, I don't need all these. She just gotta go. That's the rule. She gotta fucking go. I don't understand it, man. I don't get it. Anyway, man, that's my little rant on that shit. I don't really know what we're supposed to say about that, but you know, it's stupid. You're keeping 100. I'm very interested in seeing what you got to say about this on your Keep 100.
Keeping 100 this week, man. You know, the VMAs were last week or something. Whenever they were. And you know, internet, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everybody was on fire talking about Teyana Taylor's body. Women were like, yo, goals, hashtag goals, and I gotta hit the gym, I gotta get back like that. And ladies, man, no. I'm one of the dudes that's gonna stand up and say it. I'm gonna get crucified for it. I don't like Teyana Taylor's body. Not for me.
Okay, so this is the same discussion we've had before. Is it the muscles, or is it the slim, or is it the combination?
It's like all of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, does she look good? If that's what you like. Me personally, I don't prefer that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. Like, you know, she's like a little pug in the face, but you know, that's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm good on that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, no, ladies, let's not rush out there and get Teyana Taylor bodies. You know what I'm saying? I like my woman to feel like a woman. You know what I'm saying? You know. But if that's what you like, that's what you like. Not shitting on it at all. I'm just saying, let's not jump the gun here. Ladies, think y'all, all y'all, some of y'all can never get to that. You know what I'm saying? Some of it's genes. Not talking about the kind you put on, but the kind you have fucking chromosomes. You know what I'm saying? You know, yes, she had a baby 3 days ago and she snapped back like that. I get it. Some of y'all just come. We supposed to have big women. Everybody can't be the same in this world, all right? Everybody, this society's trying to achieve everybody looking aside. You know, same thing. Got all these women with the cartoon shapes now. They going to see Dr. Miami. Now, you know what I'm saying? The Teyana Taylor's got the gyms full for about a week or two. You know, they're going to slow down. You know, because it's cuffing season. It's September. Cuffing season is right around the corner, people. I mean, it just started.
It's like now.
Yeah. They just went past. So, cuffing season, we are officially at the beginning of cuffing season. So, ladies, let's not try to get the Teyana Taylor bodies. You know, because that's what it is.
Teyana Taylor, look, I think her body's great. She's looked like that for a while. Not only that, she's had talent for a while, too. Like, her mixtapes before were dope. So, it's interesting to see that people are now paying attention to her.
Because she has a short body.
But is that fair?
That's just how it is. I hate it that's like that. It's like your talent can't rise to the top.
So is it because she showed her body, or is it because it was on the Kanye video? Because first of all, she danced like shit. I didn't like any of that dancing. But is it because of the body in that video, or the body in that video for Kanye?
The Kanye video, yeah, that one. That's the one, the sweat, whatever it's called.
Yeah, but I mean, is it because it was a Kanye? Like, so if this was just done by F. Gary Gray and it was for her song, would it have the same effect as it being Kanye song? And she was doing the dancing. You don't think that has anything to do with it? Because them shoes, Kanye's shoes look like shit, and they sell out and they go for crazy resale. And them motherfuckers are horrible. So I'm just wondering if he got that touch. His clothing is trash, but people are spending $300 for Gildan t-shirts. Is it the Yeezy line? I guess it's the Yeezy line.
Yeah, it's the Pablo shirts.
Yeah, the Pablo shirts that are being printed on Gildan. Look, people, Gildan are the shirts that you can get from like Walmart. These are regular. If you go to any family reunion or any trade show or anything at work, when they give you free shirts, that's the shirt. Kanye is printing Life of Pablo on those shirts and costing, what, another, what is it, $70, $80 a t-shirt?
Yeah. You buy, what, $3, $4, $5 shirts and 6,000% interest on any motherfucker.
Jesus. So is the Kanye effect that real to where... Hey, man, I don't
know. People doing it, man. Listen, it's all right. Hey. It's, hey, people out there, man. Like I said, if you, these people out here canning air and selling it to people, dog. Like, what? Like, you buying cans of air? Come on, man.
We in the wrong business. Maybe that's why our hustle ain't took off, is because we doing the wrong thing.
Right. It's people paying for a jar of air from the Swiss mountains right now. They buying this shit off eBay. It's a can of air. You can't even open this shit. Maybe open it and just take it in for a split second. It's gone, nigga.
Wait, like, what the fuck on. Are you talking about? You're not talking about canned air to clean the computer.
No, I'm talking about, like, if I lived in the mountains and somewhere, let's say, for instance, you lived in the Rockies or something.
Right.
It's all right. You up there, you got a jar, and you just collecting mountain air and closing the jar and airtight sealing it and sending it off to somebody that want to buy it, nigga. They do that shit.
Shut the fuck up, man.
I'm saying it's all right.
Shut the fuck up, man.
All
right. I only been gone for, what, 2 weeks?
It's all right. Telling you, man, you can buy anything online right now, man. This shit is crazy, man. People will buy anything, dog.
I'm looking this shit right.
Remember the dude that was selling a box of shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? He was selling them, like, horse manure for $6 a box for shit.
Okay, but if you're into farming and shit like that, that yeah, makes a difference.
No, it was a box. Sorry, the box was probably big as a jewelry box that you have a ring in. It was a square.
But, like, are these Kobe cows or some shit like that?
No, it's just shit. It just got, look. He did it as a joke, and people was actually buying it, bro.
Nigga, I'm looking at this shit right now. Fresh air for sale. Man sells to Chinese at $115 per bottle. And this isn't on, like, one of those political.com, one of them weird off-ass sites. This is on CNN.com. Buy fresh air. There's a website. I don't even know how to pronounce that name. Air there. A-E-T-H-A-E-R. Air there, I guess. Breathe clean, live refreshed. They're selling these bottles for £80, which is, you know, British. I don't know the conversion. I could do it, but it's not that important. The point is that they're selling this shit. There's a whole website full of jars, and they have different areas. So you can buy Great Britain air from Yorkshire, from Dorset, from Somerset, from Wales, or from which shit? £80 a jar. We definitely hustling backwards, bro.
Nigga, telling you, bro. Thought I was bullshit. Niggas selling air, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Air. This shit is called air farming. The lucrative business of selling fresh air. Are you fucking serious? What the fuck is going on? This nigga's out here with a big ass bag catching air. Oh my god. Air farming. Holy shit. It may sound like the next big gimmick, but the idea of buying crisp country air in a jar has proven very popular in heavily polluted cities like Beijing and Shanghai. In fact, people are paying upwards of $160 for a single jar. Holy shit. I'm definitely doing the wrong shit. I can't believe this. Nigga, what?
Air, bruh. Come on.
We got people out here buying air.
Air.
Paying money for
air,
jars bro. Of air. We're not talking about supplies. A jar of air. And we got people out here mad because Colin Kaepernick is sitting down because of the flag.
Exactly.
Fuck the reason that he said.
Yeah.
Fuck the fact that blacks are oppressed, or as Feinstein said, black
said
people are oppressed.
He said brown people. He didn't even say blacks. He like people jumped the gun on that shit. They went, oh, what do you got against white people? He ain't say nothing about white people.
There's an inherent knee jerk reaction to the idea of acknowledging racism from people that aren't brown. Like, they immediately feel like you're saying that they're racist and they're part of the problem. Whether you had the conversation or not, there's like this guilt or feel like they're attacked. And so this conversation never works. So the response was everybody was mad at him for doing it, but they didn't address the reason he was doing it.
Yeah.
like, so Paul Feinstein, why I keep saying his fucking name, is because he said that he doesn't think black people are oppressed. He doubled down when he said it. So he said it. Huh?
Who said that?
Paul Feinstein. The motherfucker that be on ESPN and shit.
That's why I was wondering. I was just like, Feinstein?
Yeah.
He don't think black people are oppressed. Wow.
He said, so what happened, he was on one show and he said it. He was on his radio show and he was giving Colin Kaepernick all this praise for doing it. And then they interviewed him somewhere else. He said that blacks aren't oppressed. And some coon motherfucker across from him said that he agreed. Black people aren't oppressed. So then when he was on...
Dark skin coon.
Yeah, he was too. He was. I think he was a former athlete. I don't know who the fuck he was.
Them niggas scared to upset the fucking establishment, man.
So then they're on the CNN panel and it's a four screens up. And he got into an argument with Joey Galloway because he's again doubling down saying that he don't think black people are oppressed. So then, of course, once ESPN got wind of all this, he comes back and apologizes. I wasn't raised that way. Yada, yada, yada. Look, man, you said what you said and you meant it. You said it twice.
The first time, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like you ain't... Nah, you said what you said. Your heart was right the first time.
And I understand people for, like, having these slips and saying shit and being apologetic, but if you double down...
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you motherfuckers that's voting for Hillary, I don't understand you. I don't understand you. When her and her husband helped lock up all the black people possible.
Exactly.
That shit was fucked up. And then when they were asked about it again this year while she's running for president, they said, hey, some blacks are super predators. What the fuck?
Exactly.
You doubled down. Super predators?
I blame the old black folk for Hillary being up there, man. I blame the old black folk and the young black folk for not voting. Fuck that. We could have had her out for paint. And I mean, now it's just like, hey man, we're doomed black, the next 4 years.
Black church is failing us. I don't even want to go in all that shit. It's just my first time back, so we got topics all over the place. I think that's about it for the show, right? Like, I think we covered everything.
And we covered everything, man.
We covered everything, man. You want to go ahead and give our shout outs, bro?
We did. I went
in. We did it with us loose during the show.
Well, hey man. Shout out to Saul Wright for being back, man. Shout out to Queen Jern. She sat in for Saul Wright last week. Did a good job.
She did a great job, man. Shout out to Queen Jern.
Yeah, man. So, you know, congratulations. She's sitting right here, man. She's trying to be modest.
This was supposed to be my show.
Oh, shit.
You weren't supposed to come back already, but it's okay.
I know. Be Easy already sent me the pink slip. He took it back. I'm on probation.
He got to do his 90 days over again. Damn. Yeah. So, yeah, man. But, yeah, shout out Saul Wright back. Be Easy, GQ Blue, Short T. Shout out to anybody else on staff, you know what I'm saying, as a collective. I can't remember all y'all individually. All the listeners out there, man, Rulo, myself. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Rick James, bitch. Keep watching The Wire, man. You got a long way to go, man.
Man, I appreciate all the tweets, though. This shit's hilarious. Like, he makes me want to watch it again so I can catch up with him.
Yeah, that's why I was just like, I want to watch it again. And so then, shout out to Papa Dash, Ash Dash, and whoever else fucked with us, man. Oh, yeah, MJ Money Ass, you still a bitch.
Damn.
Saying, yeah, anybody else fuck with us from that site? Goddamn, hey, Big John, Johnny Cash, shout out.
Props to all the That Site folks who popping. That Site is popping right now. Like, I could go through my list of people that I used to talk to on there, and everybody's doing well.
Yes.
We got restaurants, we hosting colleges.
Yeah, man, TV food, shows, awards and stuff, man. You know,
motherfuckers is popping right now. You know? I'm proud of y'all, man. I guess the site had to be purged for y'all to do things. The site ain't shit now. But, you know, that's what it is, man. It's another episode of the Frocast with your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, sitting in with King Jern, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. And Queen Jern sitting in at the end. We appreciate you for holding it down. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Hey yo, what up rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
NappyAfro.com.